Hey coaches, this is JP Nurbin, and you're listening to Culture Builders number 128, three questions to evaluate your sideline behavior. So I had a coach that I mentor, and he has this incredible story of years ago when he decided to make a change in his coaching. He decided to stop yelling at players. And when he made this change, one of his players came up to him a few weeks later and said, "Coach, I need you to yell at me. All right, I need you to yell at me because that motivates me, that pushes me." And this coach was taken back a little bit, but he's told that player, "No, I'm not going to yell at you anymore. All right, you shouldn't need me to yell at you. You've got to find within yourself the motivation to work hard, to play hard out there, to compete hard, and you can't rely on me on the sidelines yelling at you." And so I think it's a great story of how when we try to change our sideline behavior, we're going to get some resistance, right? From fans, from even our own players. There's three questions that I want us to reflect on as coaches when it comes to our sideline behavior. Because for myself in particular, my default mode for the longest time and still at moments can be overexcited in a nice way. But typically, I can get pretty angry and ticked off when things aren't going my way. I get caught up in the emotions of the moment. And so the first question is, does the result justify my behavior? Now, I don't just mean the result as far as the scoreboard. I mean, does the effect of yelling at some player, being demeaning, bringing them down, does the effect, the immediate effect, justify the behavior? And I'd question that it doesn't, right? The second question is, what if my boss spoke to me this way? All right, so whatever your profession is, imagine your boss gave you feedback like that, got on you in that sort of way. I could tell you what, the way that I used to give feedback to players, if my wife's boss gave her feedback like that, I would lose my mind. That'd be an HR, she'd be going to HR immediately on that. So there is certainly a different standard that we seem to have in the sports world when it comes to the way we treat people and give them feedback. Something about this competitive environment. The third question is, and this is probably the most important question, is this the best way for me to coach? Is this the best way? It may be very effective in that moment, but is it beneficial? Is it beneficial for the person? Coming back to that story of that coach and the player that wanted to be yelled at, he needs to be driven intrinsically. He needs to find that inner motivation. He can't sit back and rely on coaches and people to constantly be yelling at him in life, right? So if we want to build a great people of character, if we want to build leaders, we have got to find the better way. And there is a better way. Be sure to check out my blog this week, How to Stop Getting Angry as a Coach. You can check it out at thriveonchallenge.com. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it, tweet it, or just let me know. My Twitter is at JP Nurbin. My website's thriveonchallenge.com. My email is jpnurbin@thriveonchallenge.com. Love to hear from you, and I appreciate the support. Have a good one.